true confession here. When I went to the Oak Street Po' Boy Festival in New Orleans this fall, I hit that food pretty hard. Hey, after all, there were restaurant vendors from all over the city competing for Po' Boy honors, each vying to outdo each other with some head-turning ideas for the Po' Boy. I'm looking at you, crawfish etouffee Po' Boy from Scyther's Seafood. And you too, you smoked fried chicken Po' Boy from Simone's Market. And we're not leaving you out, pastrami brisket Po' Boy from Blue Oak Barbecue. Po' Boy Fest was weeks ago, by the way, and here I am, still talking about it. However, one Po' Boy from the event stayed with me for a much different reason, and that was the Louisiana Wild Boar Po' Boy, served up by the downtown cafe, Carmo. It was a combination of smoked wild boar sausage and braised wild boar meat, all ladled out from a big cast iron pot into the bread. Good? You bet it was. But Louisiana wild boar as festival food was a new one on me. Look around now, though, and you may see more wild boar on restaurant menus, and even now in grocery stores. It's no coincidence. In fact, it's all part of a new response to the old problem of a rampant boar population in Louisiana. First, some background on boar. It's related to your standard domesticated pig, and chefs have been using it in place of pork, but we're talking about a different animal. On the plate, boar is darker, leaner, and more complex and varied in flavor. That's because in the wild, these boar thrive on forage and roam widely. They're the epitome of free range. But that is precisely why they are considered a scourge of the countryside. Ransacking crops and plowing up farmland, marshland, even levees when they root with their burly snouts. And they're everywhere. The state blames boar for many millions of dollars in damages to farms each year. Making a food market for boar required a new state inspection process to make sure the meat is safe, and a facility to bring boar captured in the wild to restaurants and groceries. The local company Two Run Farm took that task, and that led to Carmo's Louisiana Wild Boar Po' Boy. More examples are adding up. An Italian wild boar ragu over pasta at Maritza in the Bywater. Wild boar salami at Palace Cafe, and pate at Vessel, a new restaurant built in an old New Orleans church. And wild boar sausage with clams at Angeline in the French Quarter. Head up river to Baton Rouge and you'll find boar breakfast sausage with your biscuits at Table, Kitchen, and Bar, and wild boar flautas at City Pork. Gotta love that name. Louisiana has long enlisted its sportsman's culture to help curtail wild boar numbers through hunting. Now, it's Louisiana's food culture that's getting the call. If boar is unwanted in the brush, it could just become most wanted on the menu. Learn more at wwno.org.